Oh, we're back again. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike and Spike and no Fritz today. Where the hell is he? Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I'm feeling pretty good. Coming off a so-so weekend. Great job out of Fightins winning that series. But I'll tell you, I can't wait till the regular season of the NFL gets here because doggone it, I'm tired of losing money on preseason games. Justin, you ain't been here long enough to get a holler at your boy. But a holler at your boy.
Well, holler at him, Justin. Say
what's
hello.
Up, Mike?
There all you right, go.
There you go. I didn't know if I was allowed or
yeah,
not.
Yeah. That's enough. That's enough. That's right. Justin's in for Fritz today. You really are betting on preseason games?
Don't judge me, Spike.
I'm judging you right
well,
here.
Do we
need to have a talk after the show?
What's usually over-unders?
Okay. Oh, okay, I'm saying like that's okay. Betting preseason football, psycho. Well, we have a big show as
the
we
money doesn't know where it comes from.
Yeah.
WNBA, it don't matter.
Yep, yeah, just
all
bet
counts,
on something,
man.
Yes. Man. You must have been special during the pandemic. Were you betting on the North
no,
Korean baseball?
No, I didn't start until after the pandemic. Remember,
you're the one
who told me I had to activate the account.
Right, right. This all comes back to me. It's my fault. No personal responsibility here on the WIP Afternoon Show. So a big show as always. We'll have Elliot on at 3 to break down all of the Eagles' moves with final cuts due tomorrow. Eagles trade for an offensive lineman, trade for a quarterback. A lot of stuff going on, and that's probably updating. We will be joined by WFAN Sal Licata, giant Mets fan.
Maniac
to preview the series at 4 o'clock. We will talk about the debut of Jalen in the top 100 as well.
Huh?
We'll get to it.
Okay.
I got some thoughts.
Okay.
As you know, I do. But we do have to start off with the Phils and this series against the Mets. The Phils 7 games up on the Mets, 3 games starting tonight at Citi Field. It'll be Lizardo, Chris Sanchez, and Taijuan Walker. But like this is, I know Joe Giglio did the show today and said that the division is over, and it probably is, right? There's not a lot of examples as you go throughout history of a team being down. Now, we are one of them, and the Mets are one of them in the other way, but there's not a lot of examples you go throughout history of a team losing a division lead like this. I think they'll win the division. Mm-hmm. This series is about more than the division to me. This series is about the Phillies announcing that they are serious this year, and this series to me is about Bryce Harper. And is about Bryce Harper's greatness or how great Bryce Harper still is. With the great players in this city, we expect so much of them at the most important times. You know, Jalen Hurts, of course, we expect the best from him at the most important times. We expect that of Joel Embiid. We expect it of every great player that's come through Philadelphia. And Bryce Harper, this is an opportunity for him, this series, to show, I think, what he's made of. Since Zach Wheeler has gone down, everyone else has stepped up. JT Realmuto has hit a couple of really big home runs. Bryson Stotts hit a big home run. All of the starting pitchers have been great, really. Lizardo's been great. Ranger's been great. Chris Sanchez has been great. Trey Turner, it seems like he gets 4 hits a game. And you look back at the stats, and Bryce has been good, but like, what do you remember from Bryce out of this streak? It's really nothing. He hit those 2 home runs. Both the games were gone. And when you start thinking about Bryce and moments, you have the home run against the Mets in the division series, but you really have to go back to Bedlam at the Bank. And he's become one of these players where I sort of wonder where he's been, and then I look at the numbers, and the numbers seem good.
Yeah.
But that's what a good player does. A great player shows up at a time like this, in a series like this, that proclaims him and the team present. We are here. You may have thought we were dead without Zach Wheeler. We are not dead. And like in the our biggest rival in the division, in the biggest city in the country, in a series, by the way, that could put the division away, I am asking Bryce Harper, be great. You said you're one of the best players in baseball a few weeks ago. You said it twice. Be that guy. Be that guy this series. Give us memories in this series, because that's what great players do.
Yeah, I hear you saying this, and I don't think you're saying anything wrong, but the tone of it is what I don't like.
Go.
The
right.
tone
you
of
adjust.
This is what I don't like, and it almost sounds as if you're implying he hasn't been carrying his weight.
He's been good.
Right.
he's been good.
He hasn't been great.
He's been good.
Right.
He's been.
He's only been good. Yeah.
He's been a good player. I'm saying that, like,
we've seen Bryce be special and be great. So we know. Yeah, I agree. I know what that looks like.
This is a series for him to do that. I just think, like, I think this team, as much as they can, as much as we can say, everybody needs to be 10% better than they were to make up for Zach Wheeler, and that's true. This team needs a player to step out in front and say, like, we've got this.
Right.
And I think it's gotta be him. You know, Jack has said this before. Trey Turner can be a great player. I'm sure he'll have good. I hope he'll have good playoff moments. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Kyle Schwarber. Mm-hmm. But like this, the best player on this team, I think, has gotta be Bryce Harper. And a series like this, I'm putting on Bryce. Like, I'm realistic, right? If Lizardo blows up and gives up seven runs, if Sanchez blows up and gives up seven runs, like, I'm realistic. But in a normal series, I'm putting this series against the New York Mets on Bryce Harper. I want Bryce Harper to show the world that he is still great, that he is still one of the best players in baseball.
No, you want Bryce Harper to show you that that's what he is.
I
think the world knows that Bryce Harper is a great player.
ESPN had him as the 33rd best player in baseball.
I understand that.
The 33rd,
I understand that.
Right?
Yes, yes. It's not a great year for him.
No, it's
hasn't been
fine.
A great year for him. So here's what I'll say. Yeah. Here's what I'll say. So I'm not going to do the whole fanboy Bryce thing today.
Right.
I'm not going to do that. I'll say this. I think Bryce certainly needs to pick up his play. But there's also the luxury that we have that the guys around him have started to play well.
Sure.
Trey Turner is back to hitting the ball again. I mean, the MVP of the team has been Kyle Schwarber. So as long as he continues to do that, JT has been outstanding.
Sure, absolutely.
So it allows, and these are guys that we haven't necessarily, other than Schwarber, we hadn't necessarily relied upon as much. So here's what I'm looking at. I'm saying to myself, yes, you're right, Bryce, it'd be great if he gets it going. This would be a great series for him to do that. But I mostly need Bryce to be there when October gets here.
Right, right, right.
That's when Bryce becomes special Bryce Harper, because everybody's not made for those moments. Everybody's not made for those moments. And we're going to need that guy to be the guy in those moments. And I still believe in him in those moments because he embraces the big lights. And so it's been an up and down health season for Bryce Harper. It's been an up and down production season for Bryce Harper. He hasn't really found his groove yet to where it's been sustained. As long as he gets that going into October, I'm okay with Bryce Harper. He's the least of my concerns on this baseball team.
I just want a moment. I want a moment against the Mets.
You're right.
Yes, the postseason means more than all of this. But when we look back on these seasons, there are inflection points. And I do believe that this is the final. When Zach Wheeler got hurt, I looked at the three series after he got hurt. The Seattle series, the Washington series, and the Mets series. To me, this series is important. Now, if they lose two out of three, when you look at the division, that's why I don't care about the division. Look at the division. They lose two out of three. They'll
still
be six games up, whatever.
Yeah.
But we will feel different, right? And I think this, to me, at 215-592-9494, do you still think Bryce Harper is great and is this series on him? To me, I want to feel like they feel like this series is more important than a regular season series. We do have a next question today, as our guy Jack is out. Now, I don't think Jack is working on the house today. I actually think Jack's down the shore or something like that. But
what?
Jack,
huh?
I do. I believe Jack is down the shore. I know. But
he got his puppies in the sand. He's out on the beach, got his feet in the sand. Is that what he's doing?
He's watching the kids.
Whatever. Well, I tell you.
Yeah. Who does he think he is? But he does have a new home. So
yes. We
are, for next question today, you'll call up with your sports point, and we will ask you next question. What is a great housewarming gift? What is a great, you buy a house, you get a housewarming gift. What is a great housewarming gift? Ike, I will start with you. What is a great housewarming gift?
So I'm going to start with something I got my oldest son when they moved into their home. I'm going to go with an air fryer.
People love the air fryer.
Air fryer, man. Especially that younger generation.
They love air fryers.
You know, they talk about cooking with grease or oil, whatever you call it.
Right,
whatever gas is really grease.
Yes.
You don't do that in the air fryer.
They don't. Justin, are you an air fryer guy? Because you're a young man.
I am an air fryer.
Yeah.
I had an air fryer in my dorm. I was able to loophole that. into the dorm, because like you're not technically allowed to have a fryer.
Exactly,
but
you set
fryer.
The whole damn dorm on fire.
Right. Well, no, but if it, the rule was if it had a thing to turn itself off, which was the timer, then you could loophole it in.
Okay, so you were quite, a big air fryer guy.
I had quite the argument with housing over that.
And everybody who's an air fryer person puts everything in the air fryer.
Yeah, and everything doesn't belong in the air fryer, but right. You're right. They put everything in the air fryer.
We don't have an air fryer, but the oven we got has an air fryer.
What would you cook in
the air fryer? Make fries in there.
You put vegetables in an air fryer, do you? Well, I guess you could.
You could, I think. You could. You put anything in an air fryer.
Yeah.
Okay. Me, I'm going to tell you the perfect housewarming gift. Give them money. Give them money.
Say that.
Money.
That's the perfect gift, period.
Yes. Money. Let me pick it out.
Yep.
Money. Look, yeah, that's a nice plate you got me. I really appreciate it. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful plate. Whatever. You know. But if I haven't told you.
I could have did something better with that. With
the money.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, if you're not going to do money, give me a gift card to somewhere that you know I could use.
Right.
Home Depot's fine.
Yes.
Macy's, whatever. Yes. Something like that. But number one, best housewarming gift is money. I said the same thing when we got married. What do you want? You don't have a registry? No, I don't. My registry is the bank.
Yep.
You know? All right.
No, smart man.
Yep.
That's easier.
Yep. 215.
I actually like people who like money.
Yes.
It makes it easier for me.
You don't want
to
shop.
I didn't have to think for a gift that.
Well,
now, I do appreciate the registry.
Registry's good, but I always wait too late for the registry.
So you wind up getting
I get there and they're like, you want a ladle? Like, how many ladles can I get you? You know, you want this paper towel holder? It doesn't, I end up having to combine a bunch of them.
Yes.
It doesn't work.
Yep.
I'd rather just give them money.
All right,
215-592-9494. I say this series against the Mets is on Bryce. I want Bryce to give us moments. This is bigger than a regular season series. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Mr. Furry.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I was ready to do the howl, but I unfortunately didn't make it to the convention this weekend because I had my own furry situation at the house in Philly.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even want to get back into that. And I forgot to bring that up to Hugh. I forgot to bring that up to him before
Hugh
he got out
convention.
Of here. Yeah, he was all over the convention. I saw pictures everywhere.
Look, whatever makes people happy, as long as it's not hurting anybody else, it's fine
Absolutely.
With me, Bruce.
Yep. No, it's all good. It's all good. But I agree with you. I agree with you, Spike, on this whole thing with the with Bryce Harper. I would like to see him have a moment or two between not just this series or somewhere in the Mets series to kind of solidify and stamp himself. But, I mean, the Phillies can win without him being great collectively because of how they've been playing. But it would be nice to see that to kind of set the table for what may happen with the Phillies in the playoffs. It would be great to see Bryce on the forefront of doing something like that.
Oh, for sure.
Do you feel like we've been without a special Bryce moment all year?
Yes. Name one. Name one from last year.
Yeah, well, are you talking about the playoffs?
No, I'm talking about any special Bryce. I can name
I guess I can.
A JT moment.
I'm like, I guess I can't. Well,
you know, the thing is like, go ahead. He is the only guy in this city that we create this exception for. It's
right.
Absolutely outrageous. Like,
game two, he had a big moment.
He did.
Yeah, he
hit a
home run.
He hit a home run, absolutely. And then he struck out in game four. But or was it game three, game four, whatever
game four,
it was.
Yes.
Game four. Like, Jalen, I will even accept, even though we can have our debates about how good he is, he can point to the hardware. Bryce can't point to the hardware. Like, Bryce can't point to the ring. Bryce can't point to the championship. So, so when I say, like, it's been a while for Bryce and the moments. It really has. He's been a good player this year, absolutely. But when you look at the great players in baseball and we look at the way we talk about him, every time that we say we are expecting a little bit more, I hear, and maybe this is just Jack, I'll hear, well, it's OPS in the playoffs last year. Was this. It's like OPS. It's nice. I understand he played well, but it's you always talk about moments. Trey needs a moment.
Need a moment.
Zach Wheeler needs a
yeah.
moment.
Yeah.
Like, it's been 3 years since we had a significant Bryce moment.
Yeah.
That's it. And this is a bit, I don't care what anybody says, that the Mets aren't playing well, that the division's already won. I don't care. We go up there to Citi Field and we lose 2 of 3. it is going to feel terrible. Six-game lead in the division or not, it will feel terrible. This is a series about showing them who the big boys are in the division.
Exactly.
You know? Well, thank you for the call, Bruce. Bruce, do you have a perfect housewarming gift?
Yeah, I'm going to kind of stay in a similar vein of what Ike said, and I'm going to go with the toaster oven.
I like a good toaster.
Toaster oven.
Do people still use toaster
ovens? Yeah.
Toaster oven's done.
It's not done.
I don't think anybody under the age of 40 uses a toaster oven. I'm dead serious.
Well, now you may be right. I'm not under the age of 40.
The air fryer has completely taken over what the toaster oven was used for. And it's quicker.
I sort of agree with that, but here's the thing. If you have the right toaster oven. Now, I'm not talking about one of those little small ones that you put French bread in and cook like a grilled cheese. Right. I'm actually talking about things you can put in there like baked macaroni. Yeah. Get out of the dorm room.
Use the real oven for that.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is they make toaster ovens now that are big enough that you don't have to use the real oven. You can use one of those. That's all I'm saying.
But I guess my thought would be like, what's the point of owning a second appliance that's just the oven?
If you have the air fryer.
If I have an oven.
Well, if you're me, I have all of those.
Yeah.
You've got a bigger house than I do.
So. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Now, I haven't had a toaster oven in a while. I have a regular toaster. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the regular toaster.
So my purpose of using the toaster oven with air fryer is the kids don't know how to correctly use the oven
the
and
regular
the stove.
Oven. Yeah.
So those are smaller appliances that they can cook their food on, you know, things you throw in the air fryer, things, something, tombstone pizza, something you may throw in a toaster oven.
Well, yeah, reheating pizza is way better in the toaster oven.
Yes.
And you don't want to heat up the total oven or whatever.
Sure. So that's why we have the other appliances.
Sure. But again, I can reheat the pizza in the air fryer.
I've never done that.
Oh, I do.
I've
that
never done the pizza in the air fryer.
Do you have to clean the air fryer every time?
It depends on the one you have.
But yeah,
Mine's got like a tray. You pull the tray out and you clean the tray back in.
Well, you gotta put the liner in there.
I don't do that.
You don't use the liner?
No, I use soap and water.
True or false, Justin?
No, the liner, you can put a liner.
No, I know, but I just pull it out every time and clean
it.
Okay. I'm not spending extra money on a liner.
True or false? You clean it every time, or you got a lot of crumbs down there?
Not every time. Once a month, maybe.
Nah, give me a little bit of benefit of the doubt here.
You're a bachelor, right?
Once a month when I was... I live with my mom. Once a month when I was in the dorm.
Yeah, because mom is on you.
You think my mom's going to let me not clean an appliance?
I didn't know you live with mom. Yeah, mom has you. Yeah, she's on top of you with that.
Now, rent's too expensive in the city. I live with my mom.
You single, no kids? Hey, do your thing.
Yeah, come on.
I was talking about this earlier. I don't think my son's ever going to leave.
Why would he?
Yeah, why would he?
Life's too good. He's got his own. He's basically got the basement, right?
Took over my man cave. Yeah, everything, yeah.
Got his own apartment?
Yeah, really?
Well, I wouldn't move. Could I move in?
You just bought a house, man.
Well, I'll sell it. You got extra room. Your daughter's not living there anymore.
Yep, she's not there. Nope. Yeah.
Me and Val move in. Our dogs should be hanging out with your dog.
That's right. Yes, bring them on over.
Yeah, sure. Hotel Ike, South Jersey. All right. 215-592-9494. Is this series on Bryce? Is he still a great player or is he a good player? Coming up next, and next question today, what is the perfect housewarming gift as we talk about Jack Fritz? Yeah, I haven't gotten him a housewarming gift. I should just give him money, right?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, I didn't know we were still doing that.
Well, I feel like I should.
I mean, we didn't get you a housewarming gift.
No, but, you know, Jack's Jack.
Yeah.
You know?
Last time I checked, Jack's doing pretty good.
He is. He's doing fine,
actually. Electric car.
Yeah.
He's writing books.
That's a good...
He's moving in a new house.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
Listen, he's noticed I'm not picking up the check for dinner anymore.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we've been wondering for weeks as the NFL Network has unveiled the top 100
we've
in
been wondering.
The slowest. Well, you know, behind the scenes, too. This has been a big conversation behind the scenes. I'm just pulling back the curtain here. The big is, where is Jalen going to be? And we did the exercise last week as it
by
seemed.
By the way, good job by you.
Well, yeah, well, it seemed like it was going to be him or Sauce Gardner. Yeah, so I don't think Sauce Gardner is going to be on there. But Jalen Hurts' places in the NFL top 100 has been revealed. We will talk about that next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack off today.
Come on, bro.
Fritz, Fritz is off. Jack Fritz is off today.
Holy cow.
So Ike and I are here with Justin. Jack Fritz.
It was so pronounced.
Is off.
Like, my goodness. Today.
Hold it. I don't know where your mind is. But by the way, I was lit. It popped up in my. I don't listen to the podcast version of the show very often, but I'm subscribed to it. And every once in a while, when a podcast ends, it'll start. And I noticed that the songs that we come back with are not in the pod.
Oh.
So I wonder, is it there on YouTube? Do they hear it on YouTube? Because when I'm sort of like moving to it or something, do I look like a psychopath not moving to anything? Is the music on YouTube?
From what I understand, it's on YouTube, and okay. That could be a copyright issue eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. We don't need to talk about
that.
Yeah.
Because it sounds funny sometimes when we talk about the song, it's one thing. But when we're singing it or something, there's no music there.
People are watching us and they see you dancing or what have you. Yeah.
look bad enough dancing. If you don't even hear the music, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Question, we have a couple of them up there. Let's do this one first. How would you describe Bryce Harper? A great player or a good player?
Oh, me? Great player.
Well, what do you think the poll is at?
Great player, slightly. Let's go 53%.
It's 74%.
Great player?
Great player.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I would say very good. I would say he has become a very good player. I see, it is a big thing that I was not here for 22.
It is huge.
It's really huge.
I feel bad for you because it was magical.
Oh, I can only imagine.
It was magical. Yeah. That didn't end the way we wanted it to end, but my goodness, what a run.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I gotta admit, if I'm being honest with you, it was better than either one of the Super Bowl runs.
Really?
Easily.
Really?
Easily.
Really?
Well, the first Super Bowl run, we had the ugly Falcons game and the blowout against the Vikings. So the only good game there was the actual Super Bowl against New England.
Yep.
And then when we lost to Kansas City, we beat Daniel Jones and Brock Purdy.
That wasn't that great of a run. And Brock Purdy got hurt.
Yes.
Right?
Now, I will say, last year's run was the most impressive Super Bowl run we had with the Green Bay, Rams, Washington, and then Kansas City. But, man, that baseball, that Red October in 22, I'm telling you, Spike, I haven't seen anything like it. Since I've been here
and
28 years, I haven't seen a postseason run like that run.
And there's just something about the way that baseball is that makes the postseason so tense all the time.
Games,
yeah.
So it was more moments available to be made.
And it's just stressful.
Yeah.
And there's you know, and having that run is...
And it was unexpected.
Which
I think also heightened the excitement because it's different when everybody, the pressure's on you to go win because you're expected to win.
Right.
That team was not expected to win. They got in on the last day, hadn't been in the playoffs in, 11 years?
Yep.
And that's the run they went on. That was magical.
The thing about when you expect a team to win is that when they win, it almost feels like a relief instead of excitement.
Yeah.
Like there's a weight off of your shoulders when you're expecting them to win. Yep. And I felt it, like I could only imagine because we were at that game, you actually weren't at game two at Citizens Bank Park last year is like, I got so excited.
No, that was a Sunday game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suffered through game one.
Game one, right. The game two,
no runs.
Game two was, I got so excited during game two.
Yeah.
And it was so, like it made you feel alive being in that game. I can only imagine what 22 was like.
That's what I'm saying.
215.
All the way up into that no-hitter.
Yes.
And that pretty much just sucked the life out of the rest of the playoffs.
Right. And I can imagine. 215-592-9494. Bryce Harper, is this series on him great player or, let's go, very good player? Now, speaking of great versus very good versus elite versus all of those things, we have been looking at the NFL top 100 and thinking about where Jalen Hurts would be. Mm-hmm. We went over the list last week, and it seemed like either him or Sauce Gardner was going to be left off the list because everybody else felt guaranteed to me.
Yeah.
Now, I want backup. I ultimately said I believe Sauce Gardner would be left off the list.
Yes.
So it's got some people coming at me. So 20.
Well, yeah, you ought to expect that.
So they released two today. 20. 20 was Amon-Ra St. Brown, great player.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did this for number 19.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
They be slighting my dog Jalen on here. He wins games.
Oh, well, this isn't that
good. Jalen Hurts.
Oh, there we go.
Dog. Dog.
Jalen Hurts isn't just winning, he's dominating. Over the past 4 years, Hurts has led the league in rushing touchdowns.
Same thing Lamar do with Derrick Henry. You know, it just opens lanes. You got to respect it. You can't just crash to die.
Faked it and takes it for the touchdown.
Since 2021, including playoffs, he's rushed for 62 touchdowns.
Damn!
The RPO, 50 yards to the house. Like, just the speed that he had, I didn't know he had that in him.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Like, when you see him running, like, you don't realize he has 4 or 5 speed. He plays so smooth.
And, Justin, who are the people that were talking in there? Micah Parsons was one of them, right?
James Winston's the first voice you hear. Okay. Then it's Micah Parsons, and then it's Denzel Ward.
Okay. So he will end up being the sixth quarterback behind Patrick, in some order, Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Goff, and Burrow. Ike, your thoughts on Jalen being number 19?
Well, you know what? I'm pleasantly surprised. I didn't really know how this was going to end. I didn't. Now, listen, part of me said, well, there's no way they can leave him out of the top 100. But right. I also thought he probably would have came in the 20 somewhere if he was going to be in there. So once it got past the top 20, I did begin to wonder whether or not he would make it until you did the breakdown. And once you did the breakdown of the players that were pretty much automatic versus questionable, and it seems like Sauce Gardner would be the one.
Yep.
I'm saying, okay, Sauce played with the Jets. I know he was an all-pro, but he still played with the Jets.
And he wasn't an all-pro last year. It was 22 and 23 that he was an all-pro. Right.
And I'm like, Jalen was on a winning team. Even if you don't think he was the driving force behind the winning, he was still on a winning team throughout the year. So that's when I started to think, like, well, I could see him being in there. So long story short, having him as the sixth quarterback, probably around, I mean, listen, I have him as a top five. So, listen, Jared Goff had a great year last year, so you can make an argument that Jared Goff is a top five quarterback also. Yeah, I don't really have a problem with it, where he's at.
Yeah, okay.
That's really how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it less as him being the 19th best player in the league and more as they got him as the sixth-ranked quarterback in the league.
Absolutely.
That's how I'm really looking at it.
So, like, from a quarterback perspective, when I do my list, I have him 7. I actually don't have him behind Goff. The two that I have him behind, aside from the big four, are Stafford and...
Daniels.
And, no.
Baker?
Baker. Because I love Baker. I'm Baker Mayfield guy. But 7
Maybe
versus 6.
Everybody else hate Baker because you love him so much.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, he's a fun player to root for.
Yes.
Like, you know, aside from when he's playing us. Dude, he's like, he's just fun to watch. Anyway, all right. I'm just going to.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say this because somebody has to. They fixed it. I mean, I want to look at the votes. There is no possible way. The votes of this were taken toward the end of the regular season. Jalen was not having a great regular season last year. And I know that, like, it's not like everybody who does the votes is just voting on that season. I understand for sure. But there's just no way. I want to see the votes. At, like, 6 quarterback, fine. There is no way he's the 19th best player in football. He isn't. AJ Brown was 29 or something. Do we think that Jalen Hurts is a better player than AJ Brown? I don't. Like, it seems crazy to me that Jalen Hurts is a better player than AJ.
Last year, AJ was the best player on the team.
But of
course. Then Saquon came.
Yes, and then Saquon came in, and he usurped AJ.
Right.
But like,
AJ is still the second best player on the team.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Of course he is. He's not. Like Jalen's not the best 19th
but
best
player. But he's the most important player on the
team. He is. He is. Yes. And quarterback gets you something, you know, that... But, like, all I'm saying is, I have no problem with him being 19. It's fine. I have no problem with him being the sixth quarterback. It's fine. I'm not flipping out over a list like I promised, like I made you promise that you shouldn't. But I want to see the votes. I want to see the votes. I want the NFL to show us the votes. We don't need another voting controversy in this country. I just need them to be clear and concise. I just need to see the votes.
Well,
that's
how
my
bad would it look if the Super Bowl MVP
was 86?
Yeah, well, it's not on the list.
Or it's not on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, once Dak was on the list at 91, I was like, well, there's no way Jalen's not going to be on the list.
Well, Dak and Tua.
Yes, and Tua.
Those are the two that I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's just, I just want to see the votes. That's all. I just want to see the votes. It's not a big deal to me. I just want to see the votes.
But they do have him at the sixth best quarterback.
Which seems about
You're
fair.
You okay with that?
Yeah,
okay.
Which seems about fair.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Yeah, I have him at seven. So six, I think, is totally fine. I don't want to be confused for Jack Fritz. We are different people. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey? What are you laughing at?
Hey, man, I try to tell y'all, listen, y'all was worried. I said, I don't bet unless I know. I said, I bet you he's going to be on the top 100 list. Jack, I don't know. I don't think so. I try to tell y'all, man, listen, this man was number three a couple years ago, 15. Well, and listen. A.J. Brown, great player. I'm not about to disrespect A.J. Brown, but look. Remember how A.J. Brown was mad about his stats last year? Remember that?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's because, hey, them was the regularity stats he was putting up in Tennessee. But he got used to playing with a guy that was balling. See, A.J. forgot. You know, I don't know if it was my he reading the books and all that. When you was in Tennessee, that was your regular stats, brother. If you was that guy in Tennessee, that was your stats.
He was 40th in targets last year, A.J.
All I'm saying
40th.
Was he was in Tennessee.
40th.
He was average. Listen. When he was in Tennessee, he was putting up the same stats. The quarter, he forgot. Jalen, listen, Jalen didn't play up to his normal stem. Last year was a down year. I get that.
Okay.
You know, that was a down. But what I'm saying is he got used to putting up them 100-yard seasons with this guy. That's why he was upset. Because when he was in Tennessee, that was his stats. So well, I don't know why, you know.
By the way, Jalen, he didn't say anything about his stats, but he did have the straight jacket comment last year. He did have the, is that y'all wanted to see comment. If you don't think Jalen cares about his stats, I think you're crazy.
No. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, he was the number three player 2 years ago. Of course, he had a step back. You know, because this year, he might be, we're going to be competing with, you know, number 2-6, but because new 2-6 going to be number one on the list. I got inside information. He's going to be number one on the list. So, you know, next year, we might have 1-2. You know what I'm saying? We might have 1-2. But
I'll tell you this, Corey, if next year we have 1-2, I will fly you to Philadelphia on my dime. I will put you up in whatever hotel you want. And I will pay for dinner at wherever you choose.
Listen,
yeah.
All I'm saying is, I knew he was going to be top 20, man.
Okay.
Listen, we got to stop this. Listen, you wherever you put him, 6, 7, whatever, he in the top 20. But I do want to talk about Bryce real quick. So I want to change the subject. I don't want to let this go because you love Bryce and Jalen. You love discrediting the great. You know what I'm saying? You love to do that. You sit up here. Wasn't Bryce's first home? I bet a home run this year? Wasn't that him?
Oh, and everybody's talking about it.
I'm just saying, you said, what did he do, Greg?
Everybody's talking about this home run he hit 4 months ago.
Remember when he stole a base at home versus the Boston Red Sox?
Yes. Nobody cares.
Now nobody cares. See, when I give you the moment, they don't care. Listen, 2022 was a great season. Ike is right. Like, the Eagles was undefeated, and we was leading shows off with the Phillies.
Yeah.
That's how great it was. We were, remember when they had the that's what's in the Padres, Juan Soto, thought he was the man, hey, until you went up against us. You knew what it was. We want to feel that again. Now, we got to do it without Zach Willard. You know, we burn the boats. We do the 2017. We do all that. Bryce Harper, listen, baby. Don't listen to Spike. You know, you're probably not listening because, you know, we on the road at Citi Field. But listen. I want you to show them why they disrespect you.
Wait a minute.
You
know, this is the same thing I said. You're saying the same thing I said. That's what I want out of him.
Okay. I agree with you, but you disrespect me when you said.
It's the tone, right? It's the tone he uses.
You said, what did he do great this year or last year? Like he ain't done great in 2 seasons. Like, now, come on now.
He is a really good player. I want him to show that he is deserving of all of the praise he gets around here.
I give you that, you know. Yeah. But what makes you great is what you do in the postseason. You know, he don't got the championship, so, you know, he ain't on, you know, he ain't on Michael Jordan level yet.
You know what he is? You know what he is? You know what he is in the postseason? It's the same thing I say about Josh Allen that you guys always kill me on. Ah. I always go, his stats are good, and you say, well, but he had this opportunity and that opportunity and that opportunity. Bryce Harper had an opportunity in Game 4. Bryce Harper got opportunities in Game 6 and 7. You know what I mean? Like, is Bryce just Josh Allen then?
I mean, he can't be. It's not bad being Bryce. I mean, Josh Allen.
No, no, no.
Not when he's compared to Bryce.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he ain't like, he ain't that guy. You know?
He ain't Michael Jordan. He ain't Michael Jordan. Right.
Corey, give me a good housewarming present.
Hey, silverware. At my house right now, I probably got 90 spoons from all the houses I done got. We don't never got to wash spoons. I tell my wife, just throw it away.
Yes. You know,
90 spoons.
Silverware. There we go. Silverware. Know, I have a comment about that in a second. Hold on. Speaking of houses, if you go get yourself a shore house with Adam Kasabi, your new shore realtor, Delaware Beach's realtor, then you can, you know, have a, what's it called, with the list where everybody gets you stuff. You can have a registry, you know. If you've ever thought about getting a shore house, Adam Kasabi has been the official realtor of the Rights Ricky Sanchez podcast for years. He spelled him K-S-E-B-E. He's out of Long and Foster. Where he specializes is the Delaware Beaches, which is the new spot. If you didn't know, Jersey Beaches and their high, you know, property tax and their crowds, whatever, Delaware Beaches. Kasabi has been doing this for years, has been helping people who didn't think they have a shot to get a beach house, getting them that house. He knows every corner. He's going to be able to tell you how to bid to get that house. And then you don't have to spend thousands of dollars renting a house for a week. You have other people pay you to stay there for most of the summer. You have your place to go. They're paying your mortgage and you have an investment spot. And remember, those property taxes in Delaware, like some of the lowest in the nation compared to Jersey, which is some of the highest. When it is time to take the step, I'm just telling you, this is your guy, Adam Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him at 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com. Do you have this problem with your silverware? Somehow, we always lose one of the utensils. Like, we'll have way less forks than we have spoons and knives or something like that. Like, somehow they disappear. We never take them. I don't take them anywhere. But somehow we always end up short. Or we wind up, we have like four forks in there. They don't match the other forks. I have no idea where the forks came from. We have like four forks that are obviously from a different set than the ones we have in there.
Right.
There's something weird with it's like socks.
Well, it's only like, two of you.
I know. It's a weird situation.
Do you use your dishwasher or do you hand wash?
Dishwasher.
Okay. So
you think your dishwasher eats them?
Eats them, yeah. Yeah, when you pull, like, the, you know, the part that spins on the bottom?
Oh, you think it's underneath?
Underneath it. Yeah, that happened to me.
Oh, really?
I've been through the ringer, man.
Okay. You
got to pull that out.
Don't listen to him.
You just got to check it. No, you got to clean that thing. That's how the thing gets dirty and nasty. Forks can fall in there.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be hard for the machine to continue to work if a fork was down in there.
Now you could have one stuck in there.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. If I'm not saying your whole drawer is in
okay.
That's say one or
that
two.
That's the point that I'm making. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He sounds like he's lost several forks.
Yeah, it's mostly, you know, there's the bigger spoons and the smaller spoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where the bigger spoons are. I always use the bigger spoons.
You got the tablespoon and the teaspoon.
And the teaspoon. My wife always used, like for soup, I use the tablespoon.
Right.
Right? Isn't that what you use? My wife does not like the bigger spoons. She uses the little spoons. I don't know where the bigger spoons have gone. I'm the only one that uses them. I don't take them anywhere. I just don't know what's going on in the house.
dishes are coming up missing.
Coming up missing. 215. So if you want to get me a housewarming present, I could use silverware.
Yes, he needs silverware.
215-592-9494. Brian in New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Brian?
What's up, B?
So,
is this Brian from the draft?
Nah, I was in the draft a couple of years ago. Okay. I wasn't in this one.
All right.
I do want to hear the fantasy teams later, though, if you guys do it. But
Buzz called in sick today, so we may have to wait on the. And we want Jack to be here, so we'll do it. We'll try to do it tomorrow,
right,
Wednesday.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And I know why Jack's out. It's all good. He called out once the Jalen news dropped. Like, yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
So are you happy that he's behind Jared Goff?
What, Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, he is.
Wait, is that like a known thing or we're just speculating?
Well, unless Jared Goff is not on the list.
Yeah,
which
we're assuming there's six quarterbacks left.
Yeah, there's no way Goff's not on the list.
I mean, five quarterbacks left.
Jared Goff, like, we can be real. Jared Goff had a better season than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, for sure. There he goes. Yeah. There's reasonable.
But, like, I think with the list, what people don't understand is, one, it's not all based off last year. I think it's kind of a popularity contest. I think it goes over the course of the years. I think Jalen was already cemented in it no matter what. And another thing that people are, like, these players put in, like, people think that it's like they grab these players and it's like they're these nerds on ESPN that they say, all right, they put them in a room and it's like, okay, give me the 50 best players of just last year, go. It's like, no, it's not like that. Like, I think so much goes into it, like, Jalen wasn't playing that great, but he was beating Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. He was beating Lamar in Baltimore. He was winning all these games, and he's been doing this for the course of 4 years.
Sure.
So I think, like, these players are taking in the fact that, oh, man, like, you have to account for him and Saquon Barkley. Like, you do have to defend him against the run. It's, like, stuff that doesn't come up on the stat sheet that players are upping him for. And, like, I love it. I loved hearing all those players spit facts about how good of a player he is. Like, I loved it. And I was one of the ones who called you. You can look back 2 weeks ago. It was either right before or right after Corey that I said there's no way he's not on this list. And my main point was that Dak and Tua are on it. Because Dak had a terrible year before he even got hurt last year.
Yeah, he was not playing well last year. Yeah. People so like, right it's there. Funny, when you think back to last year, you think about Dak being missing most of the year. He played 9 games last year, you know.
It was half the season.
Yeah.
And he really wasn't playing that well leading up to his injury. So, like, I think that also goes into it. It's like, it wasn't just based off last year.
Yeah, but also it was fixed.
So what? You think it was fixed? You think it's like a popularity contest?
Well, if it's a popularity contest, I don't know that Jalen would be as high as he is. I'm just being honest.
I'd say he's not popular.
I'm just being honest. I like he doesn't seem like he's close to a ton of guys. Like I don't know.
Mostly his Bama friends.
Yeah.
I think a lot of players, and you saw today, and I've seen it before. I think a lot of players respect the hell out of him.
Yeah, maybe.
Just how he carries himself, and like whether you want to say he's not rah rah leadership, he does lead by example, and I agree with that. That all goes into it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing players look at Jalen and say, A, is he wins, but B, it almost seems as if he has self-awareness from this standpoint. In other words, he's not out there talking some big game like he's some player that he's not.
Sure.
Right? When other players around the league are saying, listen, we understand you got talent around you, and you may not be asked to do as much as some of these other guys, but at least he's not out here as if he is those other guys or better. He has a sort of humble approach to everything he does. I think players around the league respect that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree with that too. I think the way that he carries himself, as long as we got rid of the Nick thing that he was doing. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, like, it's kind of the way you want him to carry himself publicly. Yeah. You know, he's not creating stories.
Yep.
He's not creating negative things for the
not
team.
Not on social media. Thank God.
Not on Micah Parsons' podcast the Monday after a loss, you know. Brian, give us a great housewarming gift.
So I kind of took mine with the air fryer, and it was funny. You guys had the dude say a toaster like crazy. It's like 1970s. Like I got a George Foreman grill for you, but like I'll go with liquor.
Ah, liquor's a good one.
There you go.
A nice bottle of liquor. That's a good one. I've always wanted a good liquor cabinet. You know, like full of stuff or whatever.
Yeah. But obviously, I'm full of stateside. Surfside's in my liquor cabinet.
Of course.
But. When you get housewarming gifts or you get people, if you have something else, people bring a bottle of wine or bring a bottle of alcohol or whatever stuff. It may be stuff that I don't drink, but I have it in the cabinet for people who may drink it.
When they come over.
Yeah, when they come over. That just means I don't have to go buy bourbon or whatever it may be.
Now, you're not a brown liquor guy, right? Okay.
No brown liquor, no tequila.
Stateside once a year does the black label bourbon. It's a good bourbon. It's a good bourbon. It's a strong bourbon. It is a strong bird.
Strong, man. I can't take it.
Yeah, I'm a brown liquor.
Down, man. I'm down.
215-592-9494.
Down, man. I saw that ENJ I drank when I was in college.
Well, you drank what?
ENJ.
I've never heard of ENJ.
Urban Jerk?
Never heard of it.
Oh, man. This show's already about to be off the chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it?
That is a brandy. It's like a cheap brandy.
Okay.
A cheap brandy.
See, we had. Did you guys have Mad Dog 2020?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you had Mad Dog.
Oh yeah. That
okay.
was that was that was the that was high school.
Okay. Oh. Okay. ENJ.
ENJ. Yeah. Okay. Believe me, you don't want it.
No. No.
No.
I'm too old for that.
Yeah. It's cheap and oh god. The hangovers.
Well, yeah, because the cheaper it is, the more sugar that's in there, goodness, which means the hangovers.
Right? Yes, the hangovers.
215-592-9494. Talking about Bryce Harper, whether you you think this series is on him, and Jalen Hurts is number 19 on the NFL Top 100. Coming up next, get Elliot's thoughts on both of these things. But
and Howie was busy yesterday.
Yeah, final cut day is tomorrow, and Howie Roseman has been busy. So we'll get you all the updates on the Eagles trades, on the Eagles cuts, the new quarterback we have coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.